Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for March 27, 2026. Tesla is bracing for a pivotal week as Q1 2026 delivery numbers loom. Analysts are projecting around 365,645 vehicle deliveries for the quarter, a modest uptick year over year, but concerns are mounting about demand weakness. Meanwhile, the stock fell about 3% on Friday as investors remain anxious heading into the official report. On the corporate front, the most buzzed about story of the week, Wall Street analyst Dan Ives of Wedbush predicts Tesla and SpaceX could merge by 2027. Ives reiterated an outperform rating with a $600 price target, calling a potential Tesla-SpaceX combination a master plan for the next decade. Tesla shares initially popped on the news before giving back gains as broader market jitters took over. In product news, Elon Musk teased that Tesla is developing a new vehicle he describes as, quote, way cooler than a minivan. Multiple reports suggest it could be a cybervan or cyber SUV, a purpose-built electric van targeting commercial and fleet customers. The vehicle is expected to be built on next-generation hardware and could debut as early as next year. In the EV competition arena, China's BYD just posted record revenue but saw its first profit drop since 2021, falling 19%, even as it surpassed Tesla to claim the global EV sales crown. BYD's Canada sales surged while Tesla Canada sales dropped 60%. Still, BYD's profit miss and the broader market sell-off kept its own stock in check on Friday. On the infrastructure side, Tesla rolled out its new folding V4 supercharger units, which the company says can cut installation time in half, a critical step toward its most aggressive supercharger expansion yet. Looking ahead, the delivery report expected next week will be a key catalyst for equity markets. Deepwater's Gene Munster says the data could move not just Tesla but the broader indexes. Meanwhile, Tesla's Model S and Model X have officially entered their sunset phase, with production winding down as the company shifts focus entirely to more affordable mass-market vehicles. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.